Love your neighbor as yourself, Christ is the true light that enlightens every man who comes into the world. John 1, 9. Christ is the light and in every person, chained down waiting to be released, so when you give to anyone, you give to him who is in prison. All things were made by him, and there was nothing made without him. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, 3-4. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him, male and female created he them. Gen 1, 27. Truly I say to you that as you have done so to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done so to me. Matt 25, 40. So my neighbor was made by God, just as I was, and my neighbor has Christ within him just as I do. So my neighbor and I are the same. Did not he that made me in the womb make him my neighbor? Did not one fashion us in the womb? Job 31, 15. And the second commandment is like it, namely this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Mark 12, 31. He who is void of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. Pro 11, 12. From the word of the Lord within, you are from the same mold and one blood as others. We all start out the same, innocent as newborns. What makes us different? We are programmed by our experiences. Only God understands how those experiences of each man's life molds his mind to incline him to certain behaviors. Only God can judge men fairly. The golden rule, therefore, in all things, whatever you desire that others should do to you, you do the same to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Matt 7, 12, Rom 13, 8-10, Gal 5, 14, Lev 19, 18. The first commandment is to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and when we approach the end of our journey to him, we will be able to love him so with all. But until we approach the finish, we can practice loving our neighbor as ourselves. Thus we can fulfill the law as we walk toward him, to the benefit and joy of our own souls, but also to the benefit of others, and even to the freeing of the Christ in others. Our good ways are seen and appreciated by Christ in them. Even smiles to others are smiles to the Christ within them. What we do for others, we do for Christ. For I was hungry and you gave me food, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me, I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you that, as you have done so to one of the least of these my brothers, you have done so to me. Matt 25, 35-40. If a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? 1 John 4, 20. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and any other commandments are all briefly summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love works no wrong to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. Rom 13, 8-10. But until you are filled with love by dying to self, you cannot completely love your neighbor as yourself, nor can you fulfill the law yet. George Fox in letter number 53 says, you can reach the Spirit of God in others and even win them to God with your chaste conversation and your godly conduct, without saying anything about God. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast and is not puffed up in pride, does not act unbecomingly, does not behave itself unseemly, is not self-seeking, is not angry, keeps no record of wrongs, does not rejoice in evil but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. 1 Cor 13, 4-8. A key teaching which we received while waiting on the Lord is to defer, yield your will, to others, our children, our husbands, our wives, our friends. Practicing this alone can result in significant spiritual progress. You should do this in all cases, unless it is immoral, dangerous, or of major consequence. This should be especially easy for wives who are to be submissive to their husbands and children who are to obey their parents. We who are his are charged to put ourselves last. Husbands and parents and friends, this is your opportunity to defer to one another. And by doing this, we put to death our selfish will, which wants to put ourselves first. Instead, we put him and his ways first. Love does not demand its own way. does not behave itself unseemly, is not self-seeking, is not angry, keeps no record of wrongs. 1 Cor 13. 5 Then he sat down, and called the 12, and said unto them, If any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. Mark 9, 35 Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Phil 2, 4 If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. John 13, 14 We have come into the grateful servitude of doing good. This is not a burden once practiced, for it feeds your spirit within as well as your neighbor's spirit. He tells us to just turn loose and give, and feel the joy of it. But when you give, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Matt 6, 3 Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. To visit the orphans and the widows and aged people who cannot help themselves in their need, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world, its lusts of the flesh, lusts of the eye, and pride of life. James 1:27, while waiting on the Lord, I understood that the more a person understands love, if only by receiving it, the easier purification becomes in this life or the next. So giving is a spiritual blessing to the giver and the receiver. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with hungry and bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you hide not yourself from your own flesh. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, and if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall rise in darkness, and your darkness will be like the noonday. And the Lord shall guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones, and you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Isa 58:6-11 How could the love of God dwell in anyone who has this world's goods, sees his brother in need, and shuts up his feelings of compassion for him? 1 John 3:17 George Fox also has a beautiful letter on giving. See George Fox letter 321, While waiting on the Lord has said to me, Salvation is not judging, so this has always been precious to me. It is a great injury to judge the spirit or the walk of another person. We are to build up one another, considering nothing lost and despairing of no one. A bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench, until he sends forth judgment to victory. Matt 12:20 So he doesn't give up on us, no matter how weak we are, and we are challenged to feel the same about others as Christ does. George Fox said in his journal, My desires are that you may live and walk in his peaceable truth, and show evidence that you are children of the light and of the truth, for the heavenly, gentle, peaceable wisdom is justified of her children. But debate, strife, willfulness, laying open one another's nakedness and weakness, is not the practice of heavenly wisdom's children, but of Ham's, nor from the Spirit of Christ, neither such as bite and tear one another. That is from a devouring spirit, not the spirit of Jesus, which covers that which is not proper and can forgive. Also see his letter 47 on judging. Instead of judging, we are given the loving charge to forgive, so we are able to continue our giving to his spirit in prison. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, so that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matt 5:44-45 Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you, up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. Matt 18:21-22 He showed me that I could not judge another person, because I did not live inside them, I don't know what they have been through in their life. And pray for your enemies, for the Lord to open them in their hearts and see themselves and you. George Fox, Letter 30. The Lord showed me that when you forgive, you open the way for the person to see themselves. Also, when you are in front of someone, expect nothing, accept whatever comes. And be kind and tender-hearted one to another, forgiving each other, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. F 4, 32 The Lord also said recently to me, As your eyes are closed to the sins of others, so doubly are my eyes closed to yours. This would be incentive enough to comply, but it also shows how important it is to Him for the sake of others' spirits and our own. To be able to love your neighbor, you have to overlook their flaws, their past wrongs to you, their bad habits. To do this, you have to forgive. And to forgive, you have to show mercy to them, realizing that they are no more messed up than you are or once were. And since God forgives you, you forgive your neighbor, showing them the same mercy that God shows you. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? Micah 6, 8 But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Matt 9, 13 For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. Hosea 6, 6 Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers a multitude of sins. Pro 10, 12 They stoned Stephen as he called upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, do not lay this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep, died. Acts 7:59-60, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory is to overlook a transgression. Pro 19:11 Therefore, my beloved brothers, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. James 1:19 Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Matt 5:7 For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matt 6:14-15 And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Luke 11:4 George Fox has said, Forgiveness is more than with the mouth. William Penn has said, When your neighbor wrongs you, do not resent him. Rather have pity for his lack of wisdom and understanding that would prevent his wrongful acts. We should make more haste to do right to our neighbor than we do to wrong him, and instead of being revengeful, we should leave him to be judge of his own satisfaction or dissatisfaction with his unjust acts. Now love creates love, its own nature and image, and when mercy and truth meet, what joy there is. Mercy triumphs over judgment, and love and mercy bear the judgment of the world in patience. From George Fox's journal, for more on this subject, see Forgiving Others is Critical. Paul explains in Titus what the Lord's purpose is, why he came. He wanted a different kind of people to make his own, a people like him, full of love to fill the world around them with love, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, lawless deeds, sin, and purify for himself a people who are his very own, zealous for good works. Titus 2:14. That he would grant to us, that being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, we might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. Luke 1:74-75, And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, Jesus, is pure. 1 John 3:3 Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13 By this we perceive the love of God, that he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. 1 John 3:16 For to completely love others as ourselves, we must be filled with love, and to be filled with love, we must lose our fleshly life. When we do this, we are laying down our life for Christ, the Father, and of course, our friends around us, so that we can somehow help them to see the wonder, glory, and love of God, in hopes that they too can come to experience Him. To lose our fleshly life, we must die to self on the cross. Seeking the kingdom of God, as your first priority, is an act of repentance and a cross to your selfish will turning away from evil. As you understand it, is an act of repentance and a cross to your selfish will you don't want to sit quietly every day to listen and watch. But if you do, it is a cross to your selfish will here is the way to be led by Him, changed by Him, taught by Him, and come to know Him you don't want to obey His commands that you hear, but if you repent. It is a cross to your selfish will you don't want to forgive injustices done to you, but you repent and forgive, a cross to your angry self you don't want to admit and regret what the light shows your condition to be, but if you repent, it is a cross to your will. You don't want to give to others from your excess, but you repent from your selfishness and give it as a cross to your will you don't want to defer to others, rather than insist on your way, but you repent and do it. It is a cross to your selfish will so deny yourself and pick up your cross daily to follow him. Luke 9:23, "And whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Luke 14:27, "Rejoice, you have left the broad way and found the narrow way that leads to life that few find." Matt 7:13, "Therefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." 2 Cor 7:1, "Those who use the things of the world, as though not absorbed by it and with indifference, for the present form of this world passes away." 1 Cor 7:31, "Flee youthful lusts, but aim at and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace in the company of those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 2 Tit 2:22, "Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." 1 Pet 1:16, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." James 4:8, "Watch, stand fast in the faith, conduct yourself like men, be strong." 1 Cor 16:13, "If I do not have love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and do not have love, it profits me nothing." 1 Cor 13:2-4, "Then we will be given the blessing of freedom from the pain, bondage, guilt, and distress of sin, and we have gained love, peace, joy, and the freedom from being separated from our Lord." And then, "Having then been set free from sin, you became the slaves of righteousness." Rom 6:18, "Christ has created each of us in his image with his spirit within, and if we would be like him, we will treasure each person as him, and give to them all the love, mercy, and hope that we have to give. Thus can we be like our Father who gives to all and loves all." The whole purpose of this world is to create love. And perfect love is created within the crowning achievement of Christ's creation, man restored back to the Spirit of God within, from women and men born in sin, led out of the darkness, to life, the life of Christ in love, sons of God. "I will also give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." As 36:26, "Follow peace with all men, and holiness, consecration, sanctification, without which no man shall see the Lord." Heb 12:14. "While waiting on the Lord, we were given understanding that part of pursuing peace with every man is to never say anything critical about anyone or any group, however they might really deserve it. Leave it unsaid. This trains the mind to be tolerant and therefore more peaceful with others. When we get completed with spiritual discernment, the Lord can lead us to any criticisms he feels that are necessary. "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another." John 13:34, "And above all things have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins." 1 Peter 4:8, "And I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return to me with their whole heart." Jer 24:7, "Love, when we look at another, we look not for them to serve us, but we look for us to be of service to them. Before in lust, we looked for them to do for us. Now in love, we look for us to do for them. For in them, we see you, and a mirror of ourselves, and we want to help rather than be helped. Thank you, our Father, thank you, my Savior, for giving yourself to me, so I can give of thee to them. Come, let us love our neighbor." This website's purpose is to show how to become free from sin by benefiting from the changing power of God through the cross, which leads to union with God and his kingdom.